2008, when Tommy Tuberville was head coach at Auburn, he didn't look at his role in coming to SEC Media Days as a chore. Not only did he show up on the day that he was required to, this was back when it was a three-day affair, he would show up all 3 days. He'd be there in the morning, he'd be in there in the afternoon, selling the Auburn story. The closest thing that we have to that is you, Derek Mason, head coach of Vanderbilt, because, you know, Vanderbilt's day is tomorrow.
Right.
But as soon as you get here, you don't go to your hotel room. You don't go to eat or whatever the case may be. You take full advantage of these opportunities, and that's what I admire about you. And I'm waiting, and I'm trying to throw out the gauntlet out there for someone to challenge you, but they haven't yet.
Well, I think what happens is this. I'm one who believes in this medium, and I believe that this medium, when you talk about sports radio, and has an opportunity to talk to grassroots fans. It's pure. Okay, it's not sound bites.
Right.
Okay, man, it's an opportunity to have a continued conversation, man, about our sports and about the things we believe in and about the things that we love. And I think, you know, Mr. Franks, man, you do it as good as anybody. So I really appreciate, you know, in my time in Nashville, I mean, you've watched me grow up. You've helped me grow. Okay, man, but you've provided plenty of conversation, you know, man, for us to talk about all things Vanderbilt and get better. And I thank you for that. I truly do.
I am honored that you would say that. You know, it's interesting because there's one school in the SEC in the state of Texas, right? Of the 42 players, so every school, all 14 schools, they send three players to represent the school over the 4 days. So 42 players. The state that has the most players of that 42, mm-hmm. the state of Texas with 9. And I bring it up because you know, you don't just come to us. You're taking on the responsibility to hit as many radio stations. Yeah, you have responsibilities tomorrow upstairs
right.
with TV and all that. But here's the thing. You know, you may not be talking, quote unquote, to a student athlete right now, but guess
right.
who you are talking to? You're talking to the parents of that student athlete that
no
may
doubt.
Be wanting to come to Vanderbilt.
No doubt. And I believe again, when you talk about the medium, the platform, the opportunity even to talk about your brand and what you, in who you are, you know, character, integrity, a valued education. Parents are great consumers. Parents are smart consumers. You know, student athletes today are smarter consumers. And it's about, you know, man, with this stream, okay, of voices that you hear, how do you differentiate? You know, what do you talk about? You know, man, what are your players doing, you know, outside of football? What are they doing in football? Are you going to bowl games? You know, what opportunities, I mean, investment opportunities are you making in your student athletes? You have to be able to speak to a multitude of people about a multitude of things and make sure, man, that everybody still understands your brand, who you are, what you stand for, and that's worth something, okay? And so for me, I don't try to sell anybody anything, okay, man. I am who I am, but I believe what we have to offer is as good as anybody's in the country. So, man, if you want a great education, if you want the opportunity to grow your brand, okay, because you only got 4 to 5 years, okay, man, to do it. It's a short window of time, okay, and you better get it while you can, okay. Vanderbilt University is worth taking a look at because we do it as good as anybody. So if you get a chance, and I'm not just talking baseball, I'm not just talking golf, this thing is getting ready to get real hot, much like this city, okay? Vanderbilt University is much like Nashville. It's growing fast, it's getting bigger, okay, man, and it's only going to get better. So get it while it's hot.
How cool is that, the fact that, you know, if you're a coach like Tim Corbin, for example, second national title in 6 years, but he wasn't alone as far as the folks involved with the athletics department at Vanderbilt there to support him, and everybody's pulling for each other to the point that you just brought up and the direction that Vanderbilt is heading. I love the fact that you don't think that the education and the academics and all these things are obstacles. I love the fact that you understand that's what separates Vanderbilt from anybody else. Why not take full advantage of those sales points to get across and get that message across?
Well, if you think that the things that identify us, okay, the things that make us different are the things that hold us back, you're definitely at the wrong spot.
Exactly.
You're definitely in the wrong place. I mean, I'm it's half empty, half full. I mean, it's really how you see it. Okay, man, I see it as being the place that's a destination place. You just don't know it yet. Okay, Vanderbilt is a destination education. Nashville is a destination city. The SEC is a destination place to play football. Come and get it.
I'm going to tell you another cool stat that I just, because I'm a weird like that, work as a former media relations director, I started figuring it out because I knew that, obviously, Keyshawn Vaughn representing the city of Nashville, state of Tennessee. Yeah. My first thought was, I'm going to see how many players are from Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, of the 4 days with the 42 players we're talking about. Well, only Nashville of the state of Tennessee is represented. So forget about the state of Tennessee at this point. The city of Nashville, three players. There's only four states with more players of that 42 being represented here. There's 15 total states being represented. The city of Nashville has more players of that 42 than the state of Florida this week.
Yes.
And so, I mean, where is Vanderbilt located?
Hey, Nashville.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Last time I checked, Nashville. So that's what we're talking about. This place has grown. I mean, it's the high school talent. It's the idea. And granted, not every young man wants to go to Vanderbilt. You know, I mean, some of these young men, have lived in Nashville their whole lives, and they think they know Vanderbilt, so they sort of bypass. But you know, a guy like Juwan Williams, okay, man, you know, I mean, he sort of flips it a little bit and does something different. And then you have a young man in Keyshawn Vaughn who I saw play high school football. I watched him, you know, man, become Gatorade Player of the Year. I watched, you know, everything that Keyshawn did. And here's what happened. You know, we weren't very good. Okay, Keyshawn is stuck between, do I go to a place where I'm going to have to continue to, you know, make excuses for how come we're not good, okay, or go someplace where I can, you know, man, get away from some things for a minute. And so, you know, he leaves. But because our relationship had been cemented in truth and in honesty, you know, when he decided to leave, he came home. You know, he saw it. He watched from a distance. He knew that we weren't quite there. And not only did he come home, he came home, sat, and became a scout team running back for a year. Maybe the best scout team running back in the country. You know, I mean, man, he was a scout team running back. He never missed a practice, never missed a day. And this is a young man, okay, that represents Jefferson Street, okay, to the fullest. I mean, anytime I see somebody at the barbershop, Keyshawn, that's my nephew, that's my cousin, that's my cousin's cousin. It's amazing. It's amazing exactly what's transpired. You know, Juwan, Keyshawn, they're changing the narrative. They're making kids say, you know what, let's look at Vanderbilt and see about getting an education. We can, you know, play in our city. We can get a great education. We can do it in front of, okay, man, our family, our fan base. You know, why not take a look at it? And guys like Cam Johnson and Gavin Schoenwald, this thing is now starting to become a movement. And that's what's been special for me, to try to grow a brand and see – good players now start to take on the identity, okay, man, of what I think Vanderbilt has to offer to them.
Derek Mason, head coach of Vanderbilt, joining us. I've already used this. I asked this as a trivia question. I have yet to find anybody that comes close to the answer to this question. I said, okay, there's one team represented by players of the 4 days from the 14 teams. That one is a wide receiver that led the league last year in receptions. The other one, a tight end that led all tight ends in catches. And following the other one was a running back that led the SEC in yards per carry. They didn't come up with Vanderbilt. Wasn't their second guess or third guess or fourth guess? You've got a strong leadership contingency coming and representing Vanderbilt tomorrow.
Excited for these guys. Excited because they all chose to come back. They didn't have to come back. They chose to come back. They came back to be better football players, to get degrees. All those guys will graduate in December. How special was that? To see these guys come in here, finish their careers, and believe me, they want to leave this place better than the way they found it.
Right, and see, that's the point right there.
Yeah, that's what's special. You know, man, coaches are begging and pleading. I didn't beg and plead, okay? I talked to young men about a place – where they're trying to go that I've been. And believe me, you know, I mean, it's easy to chase the money. But really, okay, you may not get a second chance to do this all over again. OK, okay? I mean, and again, it wasn't a sell. These guys reached the conclusion. Listen, I don't think there's any coach out there good enough to help or talk young men into coming back once they've talked to an agent, once they've, you know, man, seen the money out there. So this had to be a decision that was based on man, their own wants, needs, and desires, and they decided to come back. These guys, and I think that's one of the biggest stories here. Okay, when people have a chance to interview these guys, why did you come back? Because, you know, in this day and age where it's so easy to go, you know, man, and try to, you know, get the dump truck to back up a little bit of money, you know, why? Because college isn't paying you what the NFL could pay you, so why come back? But I think it's much bigger for these guys. I think it's about that locker room and being able to do it one more time. I know it's about skills, okay, that they can build on, but it's also about, you know, guys having invested in them and now them giving that investment back. And that's money. That's true riches in this game, because, you know, when you're a college student, you're not getting rich. But when you find a family, man, that's rich in what they do and what they're about, and you know no matter what you do, they got you. Man, that's different. Those are the guys that are in your wedding. Those are the guys, man, that become godfathers to your children. That's what it starts to look like, and that's what we have. It's a different team, a different year, and now's the time.
Derek, I like to prepare before I show up for the 4 days, but I don't like to overly prepare. And what I mean by that is I want to have a good grasp of the 14 teams, but I wanted to learn things this week. So I don't want to have all the answers before I ask questions. And I learned something this week. I had Gene Chizik on, mm-hmm. And, you know, so he was a head coach of Auburn when they won the national title in 2010.
Right.
But I was talking to him about his coaching days when he was a part of Boots Donnelly's at MTSU, of his coaching staff. And I learned something, because you just assume, well, if you're on the coaching staff, you know how to teach football, right? That he was telling us that's where he learned how to teach football. You can play it, but it's a different story from playing it and being able to actually teach. Everybody always talk about coaching up. It's teaching. At what point, when did you figure out that you're pretty good at teaching football?
It started for me, and I've never chased a job. I've lost jobs, but I've never chased a job. And I didn't lose a job because I wasn't a good coach. I didn't lose a job because I wasn't a good teacher. And here's how I'll explain this quickly to you. Like, to me, when you talk about, you know, teachers, coaches, much like teachers, are specialists. Okay, in their subject matter. Okay, and you have to be able to talk it front to back. Okay, up and down and side to side. Okay, and when you talk it, it has to be in a way that relates to them and makes them understand the language that you're speaking. That's what teachers do. Okay, now you move from a teacher to being an educator. Okay, an educator. Okay, I mean, to me is somewhat it's different, because when you're an educator, like that's what a coordinator is. A coordinator is an educator because he knows what everybody is supposed to do. Okay, and he's teaching coaches, okay, man, how to do it. I learned this in high school because I watched my high school coach, okay, man, become the first person that I worked for, and he was a math teacher. So he was ever so meticulous about teaching and what it was and making you understand. I mean, he had kids, man, that didn't know how to add, let alone fractions and move decimal points and understand, but he helped them understand. And I was one of those kids. So that's when I knew, man, that this may be what I want to do. And when I worked for him, he made sure, he cemented every day, okay, the idea, do they know or do you think they know? What does that look like? Let's have a conversation. Are you doing all the talking or do they talk at all? Because if they're not talking, okay, and all they're doing is listening, you don't know what they know. And that's sort of been how I've looked at it, and that's where it's gone.
Derek, first of all, I want to say thank you. You've always been, over the years, I appreciate you taking the time out, not just for my show, but with Greg Pogue and the Big Joe Show as well in the morning. And you and I privately, we spoke about this, so I'm not going to get into that. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, obviously, I expect a very special year for you and your squad. Yes. I wish you all the best. Looking forward to visiting with you throughout the season. But enjoy tonight and enjoy tomorrow when you continue to represent and get the message across about Vanderbilt.
Mr. Ballpark Franks, man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you now.
All right.
Derek.